afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 58 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, UTA needs to get faster, a lot faster. A new legislative audit says UTA needs to speed things up if they want to get more people to ride. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live with details. Amy?
Jeff, people just aren't riding UTA like they were before the pandemic. And auditors say that's because it's just too undependable and slow. For example, if you want to go to from Salt Lake to Ogden and you drive on I-15, it's going to take you about 40 minutes. If you take Front Runner, you'll get there 15 minutes later. Senate President Stuart Adams says he wants to see plans for a high-speed train to help alleviate some of the traffic.
Front Runner is the answer.
State auditors say that without improvements to public transit, traffic will continue to worsen. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
If you live in Sandy, your phone might start buzzing tomorrow morning, and it could be loud. In conjunction with the Great Utah Shakeout, Sandy's going to test its emergency communication system. If all works properly, anyone who signed up for the messages will get a test text. If you want to sign up, go to sandy.utah.gov/myalerts. Warning, if you use Botox to smooth out the wrinkles, be aware there's a federal investigation into fake Botox.
The CDC, the FDA, and local health officials jointly investigating counterfeit Botox injections. As of April 15th, 19 people across 9 states have become ill with 9 hospitalizations. Federal health officials say vials of the fake products appear to have been purchased from unlicensed sources, with the likelihood they were misbranded, tampered, contaminated, and are otherwise ineffective and unsafe. Patients are reminded to only get FDA-approved Botox injections from licensed and trained medical professionals in legitimate healthcare settings. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Kids have been winding up in emergency rooms after ODing on melatonin. Now a trade group says the manufacturers need to improve their childproof packaging and their warning labels. Dr. Chuck Pruitt with Primary Children's Hospital says it's hard to know how much a child might have taken.
Because it's not regulated by the FDA or other regulatory organizations, this means that the amount of active hormone in a particular dose in a tablet can vary greatly.
The trade group has given melatonin makers 2 years to improve their childproofing and warning labels. A collective of young musicians from Rose Park are setting a new example for the next generation. They're trying to turn around a rise in juvenile gang-related crime.
Yeah. Their creative collective is called Moon Gang. Founding member Bobby Messina, a.k.a. Bobby B-Mac, are trying to take back the narrative on what inspired gangs in the first place and spin the narrative.
They were created to protect the community, to take care of the community, to provide for the community.
Messina admits some of today's hip-hop glorifies gang violence, so the music they create inspires kids on their block that there's another way.
In our neighborhoods, these kids don't come from money. You know, we come from food stamps. We come from, you know, Boys and Girls Clubs.
Messina believes through their actions and music, they can show it's just as cool to focus that energy on creativity. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The head of Columbia University says it's time to take a tougher stand against anti-Semitism. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Columbia's president was on Capitol Hill today to answer questions about anti-Semitic acts on campus.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
She says officials are taking strides to make sure the campus is a safe and welcoming place for everyone. Boeing is in the hot seat today for its airplane safety record. In one hearing, a Boeing engineer telling lawmakers he's witnessed shortcuts in construction that could lead jets to break apart. He also said that when he tried to bring up issues, he wasn't taken seriously.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Boeing has dismissed his claim, saying that the issues have been corrected. President Biden is pledging that U.S. Steel will remain a totally American company. While speaking in Pittsburgh, the president also calling for tripling tariffs on Chinese steel.
These are strategic and targeted actions that are going to protect American workers and ensure fair competition.
The president telling steel workers in Pittsburgh that he will work to block a Japanese company from purchasing U.S. steel. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
His lawyers say he has an alibi. If the man accused in the University of Idaho stabbing murders wants to use that alibi in court, the clock is ticking.
By the end of today, if they want to make the argument, Brian Koberger's attorneys have to offer up his alibi defense to the court, explaining in detail where he was at night and what witnesses he intends to rely on to back up that alibi claim. So far, his defense team has only said he was driving around that night and often would drive around without a specific place to be. His attorneys are pushing for a change of venue out of Latah County, Idaho. An actual trial date has not yet been set. Alex Stone, EBC News.
And first look traffic. Ricky Meese, how are we doing?
It's pretty rough in Summit County. Now, we have a crash. It's a serious, serious crash. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic eastbound I-80 in the Wasatch area of Summit County. That's on the way to Wyoming. So if you are a professional driver or trucker trying to get to Evanston, you are going to see some heavy, heavy delays. And the worst news is it's not likely to be cleared until 8 p.m. tonight. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So I've been thinking about this, and I'm going to make a radical pickleball proposition. Stay right here. My minute is next.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell.